This is Lekutei Sichais, Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Truma, Sicha Aleph. The Rebbe begins this Sicha by quoting Chazal, who say that there are three Trumais, three donations that are discussed in this week's Parsha. The three donations are Trumas Adanim, which is the donation for the sockets. The Mishkan was constructed of beams, and these beams were held together and able to stand upright by being placed in sockets. So there was a donation that went to cover just the sockets. Then there was the Truma Shkalim. The Truma Shkalim was a half shekel, a machtsa shekel donation that every individual gave yearly, and that was used to purchase the karbanis that were brought on behalf of the community. And then there was the Trumas HaMishkan, the donation for the Mishkan, and that was a general donation that everyone gave voluntarily to provide the materials and cover the cost of the building of the Mishkan. Now, the difference between the Trumas Shkalim, that Machtsa Shekel, half shekel donation, versus the Trumas Adanim and the Trumas HaMishkan is that the Trumas Shkalim still has applicability today, in that although we no longer have the karbanais to buy and pay for anymore, every year on the Shabbos before Reish Chodesh Adar, we read the section about the Machtsa Shekel and Shul. And in many communities, there is a custom to actually give half of whatever the currency is where you live before Purim as a remembrance of the Machtsa Shekel, the half shekel donation. So the Machtsa Shekel or the Truma Shkalim is something that is still ongoing and something that we still see the relevance of. However, the Trumas Adanim and the Mishkan, the donations for the sockets, which was also a half a shekel donation, as well as the Trumas HaMishkan, the donation for the Mishkan, which everyone gave however much they wanted, those were both one-time donations that were done just once before the Mishkan was built, and they were not repeated. However, because the Rebbe points out the Torah is eternal, it has relevance, not just parts of it, but every detail of Torah has relevance in all times and in all places. We have to find how these two donations, the Trumas HaMishkan and the Trumas Adanim, how are they still relevant to us today? And that is specifically so in this case, because these are details not just of any, so to speak, random part of Torah, but rather relating to the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is a very important microcosm for us to pay attention to, because it's a model of the way we are meant to serve Hashem. When Hashem commands Bnei Yisrael to build a Mishkan, he says, "Va'asu li mikdash, make for me a sanctuary, v'shachanti b'saicham, and I will dwell within them." And Chassidus points out that it doesn't say, "I will dwell in it," even though there was only one Mishkan. It should have said, "I will dwell in the one singular Mishkan." But rather it says, "I will dwell in them," because Hashem is saying, "I will dwell within every single one of Bnei Yisrael," because every single person should be building themselves, fashioning themselves into a Mishkan, into a place where Hashem and His presence can dwell. So anything that has to do with the Mishkan, for example, this donation of the sockets and the donation for the Mishkan, must have relevance for us in how we serve Hashem in our day-to-day lives, as part of us building our own personal Mishkan. So in order to understand how these two donations of the Trumas Adanim and the Trumas HaMishkan are applicable to us, we want to analyze them and look at the differences between them. The Trumas Adanim was a half a shekel amount that every person gave, and it was equal. Nobody could give more, nobody could give less. As opposed to the Trumas HaMishkan, the donation for the Mishkan, everyone gave however much they desired to give. And the difference in how these two relate to our service of Hashem, our Avaidas Hashem, is that the Trumas Adanim, the donation for the sockets, represents the idea of Kabbalas Al, of Bittel, of being submissive, totally nullified to Hashem. And we get the ability to be completely submissive to Hashem from our Etzem HaNeshama, from the essence of our soul. And at that level of the essence of our soul, we are all equal to each other. Nobody is greater, nobody is less than. We're all the same at that essential soul, Etzem HaNeshama level. And therefore it makes sense that the Trumas Adanim was an equal amount. Nobody gave more, nobody gave less, because at that level, we're all the same. as opposed to the truma that was given for the general construction of the Mishkan, that is representative of how a person serves Hashem in his own way, with his own mind, his own feelings, his own heart, his own abilities. And in that, there are many, many differences. People are different. They all have different personalities, different strengths, different kaychais, as we say. And therefore, the way they serve Hashem is going to be different. And that explains why everybody gave a different amount for the Trumas HaMishkan. Everybody gave whatever they wanted. Because in that regard, we're all going to have different paths of our Avedas Hashem. And this also explains why specifically the Adanim, the sockets, are singled out as this is the part of the Mishkan that we're going to give a specific donation for, and it's going to be equal for everybody. And we're saying that it's symbolic of Kabbalas Al, of just submission to Hashem, accepting His will, because the Adanim were the foundation. Although they were the lowest part of the Mishkan, they were the foundation of the entire Mishkan. That was how the entire Mishkan stood. And so too, in our service of Hashem, in our Avaida, Kabbalas Al is the foundation of our Avaida. It is the source of it. It's the beginning of how we serve Hashem. And that's why everybody gave an equal amount, because again, at this level of we just serve Hashem, we do what He wants, this comes from our Etzem HaNeshama. It is not about what we do and how we can express ourselves best. It's really about being in a state of reception, of just accepting and receiving and doing, being willing to do whatever Hashem wants of us. And at that level, we are all equal. As opposed to the entire rest of the Mishkan, which was funded by the Trumas HaMishkan, the donation for the general building of the Mishkan, that is comprised of different parts, but primarily the beams of the Mishkan and the curtains that covered it. The beams were each 10 amais tall, which correspond to the 10 kaychais, the 10 faculties that each person has within their nefesh, in their soul. And the curtains that covered over it correspond to a person's kaychais makifim, their transcendent abilities, which generally refer to one's will and their power of pleasure, tainug emretzen, as we say in Chassidus. And those are the specific things, the powers that are specific to every person. Your 10 soul faculties are going to be different than mine. Everybody will have their own personality, their own seichel and midas, their own intellectual and emotional abilities, their own kaychas makifim, their own desire. And because we're all different in that way, therefore the truma, the donation for the Mishkan, is given up to everybody's personal decision to decide how much they wanted to give. So we have a basic understanding now of the relevance of the Trumas Adanim and the Trumas HaMishkan. The Trumas Adanim refers to us serving Hashem with Kabbalas Al, and the Trumas HaMishkan refers to each of us serving Hashem with our specific unique abilities and personalities. However, the Rebbe asks two questions at this point. Question number one, he says, if the Trumas Adanim is Kabbalas Al, and it stems from the essence of our souls, and it's a level at which we're all equal, and therefore everybody gave an equal amount, why is it that the Trumas Adanim was not given by the entire nation? The Trumas Adanim was only given by men from the ages of 20 years and up. And conversely, the truma that was given for the Mishkan, the Trumas HaMishkan, was given by the entire congregation. Men, women, children, everybody could give that. Seemingly, the Avaida of Kabbalas Al is relevant for everybody. Everybody can just be submissive, can just accept what Hashem wants. It's the foundation of our Avaida. So we would think that that should really be given to everyone, men, women, children. It comes from the Etzem HaNeshama, and we're all equal there. And seemingly, the Avaida of serving Hashem with our unique abilities and kaychais, that is something that is really much more geared towards an adult, towards a grown man who his kaychais are already developed, and he already has the requisite intellect and emotional capacity to be able to serve Hashem in that way. So why would the Trumas HaMishkan then be something that is given by every single person? And that is question number one. Question number two that the Rebbe asks is regarding the Trumas Adanim. The Chumash says specifically that everyone will give a half a shekel, and continues by saying that those who are rich shall not give more, and those who are poor shall not give less. Doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, everyone's giving the same amount. If we're talking about something that comes from our Etzem HaNeshama, which is where this Truma comes from in our spiritual service of Hashem, it's Kabbalah's All, then there are no differences between rich or poor or wealthy. That doesn't exist at the level of Etzem HaNeshama. So seemingly, the Chumash should just have said, everyone gives an equal amount. That's it. Why does the Chumash make mention of rich and poor if at the level of Etzem HaNeshama, rich and poor, even in spiritual terms, should not exist? Rich and poor only come into play when we start talking about a person's actual kaychais, their, again, seichel, their midas, their intellect and abilities. Then some people are more developed, some are less developed. But at the essence of our souls, we're all the same. So why is there even any mention of those who have more and those who have less? And that is the second question. In order to understand the answer to these questions, we need to look back at the, how do we make our personal mishkan? And in other words, what is the order, so to speak, of our service of Hashem on a day-to-day basis? So our Avaidas Hashem each day begins with Maida Ani. Maida Ani is our statement of acknowledging Hashem, and we say it immediately upon waking up. You say it before washing your hands in the morning, which is when you're still tame, you still have the impurity from the night on you. And the reason we specifically say Maida Ani before washing our hands is because there is no tuma, no impurity that can defile or that can mess up the pure, simple acknowledgement that a Yid has that Hashem gave him his soul. And that level of, again, bittul, of nullification, of acknowledgement and Kabbalah Sol, being submissive to Hashem, is something that cannot be impacted or harmed, and therefore it is found equally in every one of us, because you can't have it more and you can't have it less. And after that introduction of acknowledgement of Hashem, that statement of bittul, then we continue with our daily avaida. What comes next is davening. Davening is a much more internal sort of avaida, specifically Kriya Shema, Tefillah, where you need to prepare for that. And then after davening, a person goes and they study Torah. And then after that, there's their daily avaida through the rest of their day, keeping mitzvahs and just how they serve Hashem in their day-to-day lives. But there's a paradox here. On the one hand, when we speak about davening, specifically Kriya Shema, Shemana Esrei, not everybody is obligated to daven. The chiyuv, the obligation for davening, specifically davening three times a day with a set nusach, the specified, established tefillahs, is only an obligation for adult males. Children and women are not obligated in a Kriya Shema and that set davening. And the Trumas Adanim, similar to that, that, like we said earlier, the Trumas Adanim was only an obligation on adult males, men 20 years old and higher. Women and children were not obligated to give that Truma. And the fact that only adult men are obligated to daven indicates to us that davening is a service, an avaida, that primarily deals with one's personal kaychais, which is more applicable for adults, using your own mind, again, your own heart, your own feelings. On the other hand, whoever does have the chiyuv to daven, these adult men, all of them say the exact same words, which is interesting, because if it's an avaida that is really about yourself and using your own seichel amidas, your own abilities and faculties to serve Hashem, why should everybody be saying the exact same words? Really, we would think that everybody should be saying the words that come to them, and they should be doing it in their own way. When we have this factor of equality, when everybody is saying the exact same things, that tells us that this avaida is not just about you serving based on your abilities and your strengths, but also that this avaida is somehow connected to a level where we are all equal, which, as we said before, is the level of the Etzem HaNeshama. So davening must be connected to, yes, one's inner kaychais, but at the same time, to the etzem haneshama. And we see the same paradox, except exactly opposite, with learning Torah and with the avaida of the rest of the day. Torah is actually an obligation that comes to every single person. Everybody has to learn Torah, except that the way we learn Torah is not the same. A man is obligated to learn Torah just for its own sake. A woman has to learn the halachas that are relevant to her so that she knows how to fulfill them. Children, there is a mitzvah from the Torah, mitzvah d'oraisa, for parents to teach their children. So everybody is required to learn Torah. Some have to learn it all day, some have to learn it day and night, and some businessmen or people who don't have more time or more ability can suffice with just learning a pasuk by day and a pasuk by night. But the obligation, the chiyuv, is for everyone. And the same is true with your avaida during the rest of the day, how you serve Hashem. Not everybody is required to keep all the same mitzvahs. Women, for example, are not obligated to keep time-bound positive mitzvahs. And in the avaida, not just of mitzvahs per se, but the avaida of b'chol drachacha de'ehu, which is knowing Hashem in all of one's ways, whatever you're doing, to do it in a holy way, to bring godliness into the world by your actions, even if it's not a mitzvah per se, but to be holy in your business dealings and whatever it is you do, that also is different for every single person. Everyone is going to do it in their own way based on their circumstances, based on what they do in their lives. But the obligation to be holy and to serve Hashem is for everyone. So we have this interesting corollary where the Trumas Adanim, we see, mirrors the Avaida of Kriya Shema and Tefillah in that not everybody is obligated to do it. Not everybody is obligated to daven. Not everybody is obligated to bring the Trumas Adanim. But those who are obligated to do it all do the exact same thing. They all gave the same donation, and in davening, they also the same exact words. And regarding the Trumas HaMishkan, that mirrors the avaida of learning Torah and of serving Hashem on a regular basis, where everyone is obligated to do it. Everybody, the command to donate to the Mishkan was for everybody, and everybody has the obligation to learn and to serve Hashem. But the way in which we do it is going to be different for every person, and everyone was able to bring whatever they wanted and whatever amount they wanted for the donation for the Mishkan. So to go back to our two questions, we wanted to know, number one, why the Trumas Adanim, why this Avaida that is about Kabbalas All and submission to Hashem, and at a level at which we are all equal, the Etzem HaNeshama, which is where Kabbalas All stems from, why should that be only an obligation for adult men? And question number two was, why, with regards to the Trumas Adanim, do we even mention the existence of poor and wealthy when there shouldn't even be those distinctions at that level? So to answer, based on the what we just pointed out about tefillah and that paradox that it is not an obligation for everyone, yet everyone says the same words, tefillah does involve one seichel and midas. It is an avaida where you work with your own intellectual and emotional abilities. However, it stems from your maida'ani, from that statement right when you get up in the morning of submission, of complete self-nullification to Hashem. And that maida'ani, or the bittul, the submission of that maida'ani, should continue through and permeate your entire davening, the entire avaida of tefillah. So it is only an obligation for adult men because their kaychais are ready for that kind of orderly avaida with your seichel and midais. But because the bittul of the maida'ani is felt throughout the avaida of tefillah and kriya shema, and there is still that level of, it comes from the Etzem HaNeshama. It comes from our submission to Hashem, which is rooted in the essence of our souls. There is this level of equality in our davening, and that is why everybody says the same words, everybody uses the same nusach. And that explains as well the answer to the second question of why the Torah mentions wealth and poverty, that the wealthy shall not give more and the poor shall not give less with regard to this truma, this half shekel donation. Because when we're talking about davening, which is what this corresponds to, There is, and it is an avaida that we do with our kaychais pnimim, our inner kaychais of seichel and midais, intellect and emotion. There is a difference between the rich and the poor. There are people whose 10 kaychais are more developed and are richer, so to speak, spiritually than others. And some might have poorer, spiritually speaking, intellectual and emotional abilities. Nevertheless, the Torah says, still, really this comes from the essential connection and the essential submission on Kabbalah's all that we have to Hashem, which is symbolized by equality, everyone giving an equal amount, and therefore nobody gives more, nobody gives less, because it comes from the Atzam HaNashama, and that nullification, the bittul of the Atzam HaNashama should permeate your davening. Everyone is going to give an equal amount, and in practicality, in our davening, we are all going to say the same exact words. To delve just a bit deeper into the Trumas Adanim, this half-shekel donation that went to build the sockets, since this Avaida of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, which again is what is symbolized by the Trumas Adanim, is something that a person is doing with their personal abilities, their Kaychais HaNafesh, those kaychais that we have are limited. They are ours, we are finite, and so these kaychais are finite. Therefore, because they are finite abilities, they draw down a response, a hamshacha, a godly response from Hashem, but that too comes in a limited way. And with specifically Kriya Shema, which is about, you see in the words that it's the idea of thinking about Hashem and then coming to via Haftas Hashem, loving Hashem. We are connecting specific faculties that we have to specific spheres, specific modalities of elikos, of godliness. And so we connect to Hashem in love. We love Him and He responds to us with the sphere of chesed, of kindness, which is where love stems from. And so we are connecting to Hashem and He is bringing down, sending down a hamshacha, this flow of godliness, but because it is coming in a limited way, it's only that sphera. We are only connecting with a particular kayach. It comes down, again, in a limited way. We are connecting with individual kaychais and individual spherais. We are not getting a response from Atzmus, from Hashem's essence Himself, rather from these specific spherais, from these specific modalities that Hashem uses. Now to get deeper into the other donation, the other truma, which is a Trumas HaMishkan, the donation that was voluntary and everyone gave however much they desired, the Trumas HaMishkan corresponds to the Avaida of learning Torah and serving Hashem throughout the day, and specifically not just a mitzvah, but in a way of Bechal Drachacha De'ehu, which is again, being godly, being holy in your day-to-day interactions, even your mundane affairs. And that, unlike the Avaida of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, where we connect to Hashem with specific kaychais and draw down specific spheres, in the daily Avaida, there we are actually connecting to Hashem's essence and we are drawing down Hashem's essence into our world. And there are no limitations in this Avaida, as opposed to davening, which is limited. There are a certain amount of words, a certain amount of paragraphs, again, a very established nusach, a set liturgy. When it comes to serving Hashem throughout the day, there is no limit to how you can serve Him, how much you can serve Him. As we pointed out before, it corresponds to the Trumas HaMishkan, in which everyone brought as much as they wanted, because everybody is different in this Avaida. Everyone will serve Hashem differently based on their circumstances, based on where they find themselves each day. And because it is so flexible, it also has this aspect of no limitation. You can serve Hashem in really every single way, in everything you're doing throughout your day. And it in turn elicits a hamshacha, a response from Hashem that is equally not limited, not bounded. It is not just Hashem sending down a response from a particular sphera, a particular expression of godliness, but rather by doing this, we draw down Hashem's essence into this world and we make what we call a Dir B'Tachtanim, a dwelling place for Hashem's very essential being. Now the Mishkan in general was made out of 13, some say 15 different materials that came from this Trumas HaMishkan, this general donation, which corresponds to every person's avaida in their daily affairs, their physical affairs, the things that they do in a holy way, in a godly way, and then draw down, by doing that, draw down Hashem into this world and create a dwelling place for him. But that avaida can only be done if you first do the Trumas Adanim. It might seem, based on the explanation that we gave, that Trumas HaMishkan is a much loftier Avaida and has a much greater, higher impact than the Trumas Adanim. We said the Trumas Adanim, or the Avaida of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, results in a limited flow of godliness, whereas the Trumas HaMishkan results in this unlimited flow of godliness where Hashem's very essence comes into our world. Nevertheless, in order to do that Avaida of the Trumas HaMishkan, we need first the Trumas Adanim. And as it was in the Mishkan could not be built and could not stand and could not be put up until we have the sockets that would hold it and put it in place. And why is that? It's specifically this Avaida that those who are obligated in it do, of working with their personal kaychais, their personal strengths, but as it is based on submission, on Kabbalah's all, on nullification to Hashem, as it is rooted, as it stems from the essence of their neshama, that is what gives the ability for every single other person, including themselves, to draw down Hashem's essence into this world through the daily avaida, which is the symbolized by the Trumas HaMishkan. And as it is, again, in every person's just daily affairs, that before you get into how you serve Hashem on a daily basis and you're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and going about your business, before that, you need to do the Avaida of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, which stems from the Maida'ani, the sense of bittul and submission, Kabbalah's all, acceptance of Hashem, acknowledgement of Hashem, that you begin with you begin in the morning with. The importance of starting with that Maida'ani, of that awakening and reaching deeply back into the essence of your soul, that level at which there is no impurity, nothing can touch it, nothing can defile it, is again mirrored in the actual building of the Mishkan. Before Moshe Rabbeinu gave the instruction to Bnei Yisrael to build the Mishkan, it says, Vayakel Moshe es kol adas Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe gathered the entire congregation of Bnei Yisrael. So he brought everybody together, including women and children. And seemingly, if what they needed first to build the Mishkan is the Trumas Adanim, and we're saying that in a person's Avaida, what you need first is, again, that Trumas Adanim, he should have, we would think, gathered the adult men who were required to give that donation for the sockets, and he should have had them give the Trumas Adanim, and only then should he have gathered everybody else and said, look, we're going to build a Mishkan. Everybody is being instructed to give a donation for the Mishkan. This Trumas HaMishkan is for everybody. But the reason Moshe did it in the order he did it, first gathered the entire Bnei Yisrael, was to arouse, to awaken their Atzam HaNeshama, the essence of their soul. And everybody has the Atzam HaNeshama. The Atzam HaNeshama is the same in every single person. And that is why everyone needed to be there, men, women, and children, in order to arouse that equally important part of them at the level at which they are all equal. And only then, after their Atzam HaNeshama is awakened and their soul is there, can they be commanded to build a Mishkan. Because as we said before, the Avaida that a person is going to do when you're going to serve Hashem with your own particular abilities and your own particular strengths, what needs to be felt throughout that service is that sense of submission, of nullification. And where does that Kabbalah all come from? It comes from the Atzam HaNeshama. And in every single generation, including today, the essence of our soul is, again, awakened through the Maisha, the extension of Maisha in every generation. In our generation, the Nasi of that particular generation does this awakening of the Etzem HaNeshama, and that gives every single one of us the ability to do their own Avaida with their own inner kaychais, their own seichel, their own intellectual abilities, their own emotional abilities, to do their avaida of kriya shema, of tefillah, of learning, of keeping mitzvahs, and in the avaida of b'chal drachacha de'ehu, of knowing Hashem, bringing godliness into everything that they do throughout their entire day. And that is what creates a dira b'tachtayim for Hashem.